Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
When
we're rolling, yeah?
This is a podcast that's paid for by our fucking listeners, our patrons. Thank you so much.
This is a Freeman time, isn't it, this one?
It is, yeah, but still, we're not paying for studio time.
Yeah, wagwan.
We're not sucking dicks outside anymore.
Profit. We're in profit.
Yeah, we've got about 30 quid.
We need to reinvest it in the podcast.
Yeah, I think we need to get a neon sign.
Yeah, true, yeah. You get a tiny little one for 30 quid. Yeah. Just a tiny little blob of neon and a plug.
How much was yours?
What, a neon sign? What, my All Right Fans neon sign?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Seven and a half, 700 quid. It's worth it, though.
Worth it, yeah.
Yeah. Still. I've never used it. That's when the ego lands, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like, wow, my fucking...
I've got a 7-foot portrait of myself.
Really?
Yeah, framed.
Wearing that burqa thing that you've got?
Yeah, I have. It was when I had my previous podcast. I had grand ideas.
Well, you know, it's good to have ambition.
I can't even remember what it was called, actually. Oh, it's called This Is Not Football. It's a football one. Shit.
Right.
It was the worst podcast ever.
Worse than this?
Yeah, well, way worse than this, because wow. We filmed it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm guesting on a podcast tomorrow and they're filming it, and I'm a bit nervous because I don't like being in I don't like being in the...
Come on, what podcast?
It's my mate Retare's podcast. It's called Odd Nut.
And Retarde.
It's What?
Retardo.
Retardo, yeah. Retardo, it's his podcast.
Is he Spanish?
No, he's from like Croydon or something.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, he's a good mate of mine, but he's got a new podcast. He's only put one episode out, but it's him and another lad, and it's good, it's funny.
Yeah,
listen to it, it's called Odd Nut. They're a bit more professional than us, but you know, that's not hard, is it?
No, that's true, yeah. Well done.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go, but they want to film it, and they're like, they're both healthy young sexual men, and I'm a disgusting old decrepit nana.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, I'm gonna go in disguise though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like de-aged.
No, I might get the footage de-aged. No, I think I'm gonna wear like a big fake beard or some sunglasses, a big hat. You know, I'm just gonna hide.
You do hide behind sunglasses, I've noticed.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I let these horrible mongy. Look at the size of my eyelids.
They're right, mate. You got normal eyelids.
From the side.
They're a bit townsy.
Yeah. They're huge.
They're a bit
townsy.
Proper
covers. They're like.
You can get them removed, can't you?
What's that word?
Like
awnings.
Yeah, sort of pagoda.
I hate my eyelids. I might get them removed.
Get them removed. I know it sounds like I'm being Bono, because I don't wear sunglasses indoors. I don't.
No, you. What about that woman
I've got
I just saw?
Light sensitivity, though.
That woman I just saw.
Who?
Well, I thought it was you.
Oh, yeah, there was a woman walking down the street.
Yeah, look.
She looked like me on a really
good
day.
Come on, fucking from a distance, it does look like you.
Yeah, she looks like me on a really good day.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty funny.
But yeah, we're back in Hackney, baby.
We are, Hackney Wick.
It's good to be back.
It is. You don't like it in Dalston when we went there?
Oh, I'm only joking.
Or Camden.
Yeah, either of them, really.
I don't like either of them. No, too far from my house.
Yeah. So yeah, they're back.
Have you noticed that around the corner from here, there's like, they've given it the American name, thrift store.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed it.
Yeah, and it's like a vintage clothes emporium, but it's like in a garage.
Oh, it's the smell. My mum loves a charity shop. Loves a charity shop. And I get like recall.
My mum works in one.
Oh,
like,
really?
Well, volunteers. But yeah, she does, but she only does it because she gets the first pick of the fucking.
My mum had a thrift clothes stall on.
Really?
What was it? It wasn't called a thrift.
No.
But she had a clothes store on Greenwich Market, yeah.
With retro clothes, vintage clothes.
Yeah, like fur coats and dresses and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But you know what?
None of it suited me. Have you ever wore women's clothes?
Yeah. I found a photo, right?
No, whoa.
No, I'll tell you, my first and last foray into drag, right? I found a photo recently. My brother found it, actually, in like the family archives.
Yeah.
Me, about 9. Don't remember why I did it, but must have been feeling saucy, I don't know. But I was with my dad's house with my stepmom. Just went and got all her underwear on. I'm lying on the bed, like, and someone's taking a photo of me. I'm like, I think she took a photo because she thought I was fucking weird. I've just got like I'm like 9, got a bra on, like knickers on, and I'm like reading a book like I'm like a lady model. And
wow.
I'm like 9,
well,
yeah.
Have your legs flicked up?
Yeah,
the back.
Yeah. And I'm
fair enough.
I know my brother found it and he was like, well, you fucking little weirdo. Like, and I was like, I don't remember why I did it, but I must have been into it. But yeah, that's the only time I've done, like, I've gone, oh, it might be nice dress up as a woman.
Well, no,
I don't make a good woman.
My brother's gay, right, as you know.
Yeah.
He loved dressing up as a kid.
Mm.
Loved it.
Is he,
as a woman,
is
obviously.
He still effeminate? No. I met him, actually.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I only spoke to him
for a
little
bit. Not so much.
Spoke to his husband a lot.
Not into the dressing up game anymore, thankfully.
Not that you know of, anyway.
Not that I know of, yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I was always kind of... I've got a photo of me dressed as a cowboy. I was liking the cowboy. I remember I had a gun.
Yeah.
You don't see kids with toy guns anymore, do you?
No, I mean, it's probably a good thing, but then guns were well good, weren't they?
Not really. It's a good thing to have a toy gun.
No, I mean, just in the...
Fun.
It is, like a water pistol or whatever.
Yeah,
it's good,
yeah. Like a cowboy gun.
I guess people have problems with it now because of, like, kids get shot every day in America and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but that's just people. Nothing's changed. Just the time's changed. If it wasn't wrong then, it's not wrong now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my kid a twerk gun when I leave here.
Yeah, like an AR-15.
He's started walking. He actually walked. I'd say this weekend he's walking now.
Yes, mate. That's fantastic.
That's good.
Congratulations, Thomas.
Yeah, man.
Not
that even that has his name, but
I mean,
Glock is his name.
Reverse cowboy.
Going back to that smelly garage around the corner.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
I've walked past it a few times. I thought, I'll have a look in. Like, sometimes you'll get like a nice, like, vintage band t-shirt.
Oh, do you know what we'll do?
Shirt.
Listen to this.
Mom.
After this, today, you come in there.
Yeah.
Go in a few minutes before me, filming the clothes and they're asking about the clothes.
Yeah.
And I'll come in and wind him up.
All right.
Yeah?
Great. Do that and pretend we don't know each other.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I just walked past it now, drove past it even, and they've got a big, massive new sign, like a posh fucking sign saying, Wick Thrift Store. Yeah, like, it looks like it's cost them about $8,000. And I'm like,
if you
can afford that sign, then one, get out your garage that you're selling all your smelly clothing, or two, wash them, or three, you're selling them for too much money. Because like, you go in there and you go, right, this shirt's pretty cool from the 80s, whatever, but it'd be, you know, £25, and it stinks, they've not even washed it.
Listen to what we did once. We were coming home
jumble from sale
somewhere, wherever we'd been. There was about 6 or 7 of us, and it was like, we were in Camden at, whatever, 11 o'clock in the morning. We were in Camden, early doors, but all the market was open, so we all bought leather jackets. So I bought this long red kind of Matrix leather jacket.
Still got
it. We've ended up, fuck knows where it ended up, but someone will have it. It won't have been in some, that leather jacket's got a story.
Do you ever think
that was long before me?
Yeah, but I think, like, I remember a jumper I had when I was like 5 that I loved. It had like a truck on it or something. And I was like, that's fucking mega, that, when I had it.
Mm.
I think I got it I used to get hand-me-downs from, everyone just did then. I get them from the neighbours.
From my cousin and stuff.
And neighbours and cousins. Yeah, because it was just, everyone did. It was normal.
No, but we still do it now. Like, I'll pass something down from, or my nephew will give my mum something that will end up fitting Thomas.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? But anyway, I had this jumper, and then I was just thinking the other day, I bet that's somewhere, like it'll be in landfill somewhere or something, but if you dug down deep enough, it'll be there.
And well, have you ever, I've never actually bothered to watch it, but I'm pretty sure there's a film called The Newspaper.
Right.
If it's not The Newspaper, it's The Coffee Cup or something, some inanimate object where it's the just kind of the life.
Oh, right, of, like from start to finish.
Kind of, yeah, and it floats along and it goes past a man who's telling, you know, I've never watched it.
Think of all.
I probably should.
Yeah, sounds good. But think of all the things you've ever owned, like little shitty things like a key ring, you know, a watch, anything. Most of them will still be somewhere.
Yeah.
Because, like, it takes a long time for plastic to biodegrade. So where the fuck is it all?
Reverse cowboy.
Well, have you heard this conspiracy theory about Antarctica?
What about it?
What Anonymous have released.
No.
You know the Anonymous group?
Yeah, I believe them.
Oh.
I like them weirdos.
Listen to this. The Anonymous group have announced that they are going to bring out groundbreaking news about the Antarctic, which is going to change the way you even perceive life.
What?
How mad is that?
Oh, that's ace. Come on, don't just tell us. Just get on with it.
Yeah, fucking hurry up.
I hate this, because they threaten stuff.
No, but do you know what? That could be...
Could be anything.
Well, yeah, let's muse upon that for the moment.
Well, it could be, there's a lot of what we would call UFO activity going on around the world.
In the Antarctic?
I don't know, because who's going to spot it there?
One pole is melting and the other one's not.
Well, do you know why they're called Antarctic and Arctic?
No.
Arctic is an ancient word for, I think it's a Latin word for bear. So the Arctic's where the polar bears are. Antarctic, there's no polar bears. So it's like bear land, no bear land.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Shit.
But that's a fact of the day.
Holy shit. I'll give you a fact of the day.
Go on.
Animal with the sharpest teeth. I'll give you five guesses. Off the top of your head. Go.
Shark.
Shark, no.
Kitten.
Well, it's not the obvious ones. Vampire bat.
Really?
So sharp. So sharp you can't even feel the teeth go in.
I'd like a pet one.
Tallest tree, redwood.
Redwood, yeah. I've got one of them. Three of them in my garden.
What?
Three redwoods in my garden, yeah. The guy who owns the land planted three of them like 15 years ago. They're still babies, but they're fucking massive.
How big are they?
I don't know how to say it. Probably 50 metres, 60 metres.
It should be illegal to grow redwoods just willy-nilly.
It's not. He bought them as saplings, like, off the internet or something. And then he's planted them. They're massive. They grow fast.
You know what I'd love?
What?
I'd love. You know, like, people... We're talking Euro Millions. Well, we're not really Euro Millions. Lottery.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it properly, let's say Euro Millions.
Mm.
People want yachts and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I want a fucking great big treehouse. Imagine like a massive tree with all interconnecting bits, like Hobbit.
Right, no, like Ewoks.
Yeah, kind of like Ewok stuff. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, like, you know in Hook, the film, where all the kids live up there?
Yeah.
It's fucking great. They've got like, they can skateboard down. And...
I've not seen Hook.
Oh, it's really good, Captain Hook. But anyway, it'd be great. Did you have a treehouse as a kid?
No. So, oh, yeah. Not one like that.
No, my dad built me and my brother an amazing one. It was like a tree had fallen down, so you could climb up it, because it was on its side, and then he built this like little like shed house on top of it with like sliding doors and everything. It was fucking great. And then this horrible kid called Jem Fowler. If you're listening, Jem, fuck you, you fucking scummy cunt. Right?
Was he a Fowler?
Fowler, yeah.
Part of the Fowler family from Walford.
From Withnall.
Have you heard of them, the Fowlers? They're like a crime family.
No, it probably is related to them.
From East London.
Probably is related to them.
Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, nutty. Like, I think the main one's like this.
Well, I hope it's not related to
them. Arthur. I think the old bloke's called Arthur.
Well, their dad's called Arthur in Withnall. Seriously.
Arthur Fowler.
Oh, you're talking about... I know you're talking about... sorry. Yeah, I didn't... I watched Coronation Street.
That's not Coronation Street.
I don't watch EastEnders.
I don't.
Well, I don't pay attention.
But, like, but come on, you got to know your
very
fans.
Good joke. I was going to say, oh, yeah, so Jem Fowler, if you're listening, fuck off.
Yeah.
He smashed it up because he was jealous of it.
Jem.
Which is a weird name. He had a younger brother called Bill who used to bully me all the time, and then my brother battered him. But now Bill's only got one eye, so fuck off, both of you.
Billy Fowler.
Bill and Jem, the Fowler Pot Men, that's what we used to call them.
Good.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
What do you know about this
Antarctic?
Antarctic thing.
That's all I know for now.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, I know.
There's a woman who's like really high up in defense in America, and someone asked her, like, they said, what's going on with all these UFO sightings and stuff? Because people are like, this is happening all over the world.
Yeah.
No one knows what's going on. And it's like, are they from another planet? Are they like something that we've created? Is it just something that lives under the sea? Because they see these things coming out of the sea.
No, but shit.
And she said, if you knew what it was, she said, your whole position on life and everything would turn upside down, and you don't want to know. That's what she said.
What?
Like in an off-key moment, like someone caught her on like camera. She's like, you don't want to know the reality of what's going on because your whole life would turn upside down.
Well, this is it. This is this is probably what the fucking...
That's what I mean. It's related.
Yeah.
There's people who know what's going on, I think, and the American government have been soft releasing that stuff, and they're going, yeah, we don't know what that is, and it moves at speeds that defy the laws of science as we know them.
Yeah, they go in and out of water
yeah,
at the
like,
same
we
speed.
We don't know for the first time, whilst they used to always go, there's nothing. Yeah. So they're like slowly like letting, but because everyone's just on TikTok, everyone's like, ooh, all right, whatever, don't care.
Yeah. we're so vulnerable right now to just like any form. Well,
oh, yeah.
Listen, TikTok, the Chinese super weapon. It's amazing.
The biggest threat of our times is AI.
Well, listen to this. So on that Joe Rogan podcast, I wasn't watching it. I was just flicking through whatever, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it was.
Yeah.
A little clip came up. So it was a bloke talking about AI.
Mm.
And he was saying, you know that game, The Sims?
Yeah.
He was saying, we could be in a simulation now. I'll give you an example why. Because in The Sims, they're going to start giving these characters a conscience.
Yeah.
So them characters are going to start thinking, now, why am I here?
Right.
Yeah. But so then we could just be a really developed
simulation
version
theory
of The Sims.
Yeah, lots of people have said, like really intelligent people have believed that for years, haven't they? That we are just pawns in someone's computer game.
It's only the internet which is allowing us all to share these theories and put them all together and kind of so...
Well, again, books used to do it, I guess, but it's not as fast.
Yeah, but, you know, like ignorance was bliss. You're better off with two channels on the telly. You're told what you're told. You get on with your life.
Oh, yeah, life's gone downhill since the internet. It's only going to get worse because
we are blaming the internet, aren't we? I think we should.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, also, AI is, like, scary. There's a guy called Sam... Oh, I forgot what his name is. He did a TED Talk on it, and he's, like, an expert in this shit.
Mm.
And he was saying the other day... I mean, I don't necessarily believe him.
Samson Hampson.
Yeah, I think it was Samson Hampson. He said that he reckons we've got between 5 and 19 years left. That's it. Because it's inevitable that this...
It's just going to speed up.
Yeah, and as soon as it reaches the same level of intelligence as us, right, which will happen very soon, he says...
It's gone.
Well, then within a day, because of the way computer processors work way faster than us, it will have advanced 20,000 years in human terms. So if we go, oh, shit, turn it off, it'll be like, I've already fucking sorted out, turn it off, I've stored it in trees, I know what's going on, it'll work something out that we don't know. We're fucked, and we can't seem to stop just letting it happen. Like, we're too curious to just turn it on.
Yeah.
We are
too chasing money. Too, you know, everyone wants to cheapen their...
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line in life is money, isn't it, right? So all these companies want to invest in it because they know, oh, it just means we get rid of our workforce.
Yeah, and also, though, like, Google and, like, those lunatics, they're like... Those lunatics who are like billionaires, they don't, you know, they're just thriving on this idea of like, wow, what is it? What's next? I'm going to be part of history here. Mm. And they're not thinking of the consequences. And
so you're going to end up with like 10 squabbly millionaires on the moon, billionaires, zillionaires.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah,
yeah, you will, yeah.
No, it's highly likely, isn't it?
No, but yeah, imagine if it ended up with it, Earth explodes, and you've got Putin, Elon Musk, who else is on the moon?
Sir Alan Sugar.
Tom Skinner
will be up there, definitely, yeah, selling beds.
And, one-armed Keith.
But you've got to have some birds up there.
True.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
She'll be there. I reckon Epstein's probably already there. This guy, he's talking, Sam, I can't remember his name, he's got like a 4-year-old daughter, and he said, me and my wife look at her in the morning and we're just so sad that she's never going to grow up.
Well, this is...
Sam Harris.
That's an example of knowing too much. Whatever he fucking knows.
I know.
To have that feeling when you look at your daughter, I'd rather not know.
Exactly. What about the terror warning yesterday, the emergency noise on your phone?
Well, I turned it off because I'm an NPC. What is an NPC, by the way? Apparently I'm one.
No idea.
No, did not know.
Motherfucking penis cock.
No, I saw someone did a post and I turned it off because I'm an NPC and I thought,
I've got no idea what that means.
Hold on. It's a non-playable character.
Oh,
right. Partner didn't turn it off and it didn't go off.
They fucked it up, I think. But
it's a compliance test.
Well, it's come through today that it's all just Sunak's wife's owning the company that are testing it all, the contract. So it's just another money
maker. There you go.
How much money does she want?
Yeah, how much money do you need, man? Now,
she's a multi-billionaire. Think of this. There's a reason she lets her husband do an 150 grand a year job when she's a multi-billionaire. It's because he's affecting policy to suit her making more money all the time. You know, they've just done this new thing where you get 30 hours childcare for free in like a year or two. They're going to bring it in.
Mm.
However, I predicted this. I mean, it's obvious. It's just come out. Sunak's wife set up a massive new UK childcare company. Every policy is benefiting well. And so, yeah, it's fun.
Reverse cowboy.
Right, we're back. We've just Googled Antarctic Anonymous. And
turns out I was lying.
I can only see a YouTube video, which is like probably made by some old lad and his mum's.
Well, yeah, look, I've basically been hoodwinked, and that is the danger of fake news on TikTok.
This is sad, though. It's not your fault. I wish there was some startling news about it.
Yeah, however, sorry about that.
The alien thing, not aliens, whatever they are, is interesting. Have you ever heard about when things were getting really heated up in the Cold War with nuclear sort of war, like on the horizon? These sort of things kept flying down, like these flying saucers that appear over like nuclear bases, and they'd switch off the nuclear thing.
Well, hopefully they're still doing it. Hopefully they're still on shift.
So whatever they are was trying to protect us from ourselves. They're like, no, you're not doing that, you idiots. So maybe they're future us. Maybe they're us from the future. Or maybe they'll come down and turn AI off and they'll go, don't do that, dickheads.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Anyway, maybe they'll just come down and go, what? Nope. Hopefully, like, if you're listening, alien future us, then...
Bulgarian aliens.
Yeah.
Turn the AI off, please.
Yeah, get that off.
It's okay, I'm all right. But then again, I could do with one more man at the actual checkout in my little Tesco.
That's not AI, but yeah.
Well, it kind of is.
It's the start of AI.
It is AI.
Well,
is it not?
I don't think so, because you're doing it. And you're the cashier now as well.
Yeah, but it's still weighing my stuff and
that's just
still a part of AI.
It's not an intelligent thing, is it?
Imagine you get taken over by a load of fucking cash machine.
Thank you for shopping at
whatever
Tesco.
Whatever they're called. Just leave the Marks and Spencer's ones, because that is an easy...
Oh, it's an easy fucking...
Oh, easy. Smoked salmon, so flat, under something else flat.
They don't care they're so rich.
True.
Yeah.
But the new security guard in my local Marks is some kind of ex-Marine. And when he's on,
he takes his job very seriously.
Yeah, I'm like shaking hands with him on the way in and out and everything.
I've been sharing... shoplifting stories on the internet just to help people and cause
I've noticed,
living crisis.
Yeah,
but I've had some sort of negative feedback on Twitter.
Have you?
Just people going
from shopkeepers.
It's actually a crime. No, because I'd never encourage to take down a local business. It's always get your big bastards, get Asda, get Tesco.
Oh, who said it's actually a crime?
That's it. There's one problem with your plan there, mate. It's called CCTV.
One problem with your plan. It's called the law.
It's called the law. I have reported this tweet. Shoplifters of the world unite, as Morrissey said.
Yeah, for sure.
We have to help each other out. And I don't really do it anymore because I'm rich now. So I'm not really, but I don't do it anymore because I got caught. And if I get caught again, I'll go to prison.
No, but you never did it for the money, did you? You did it for the buzz.
I did it for the thrill, yeah. Talking of that, you wanted to talk about adrenaline.
Adrenochrome.
Well, that's a part of adrenaline, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what a drug.
Mate, that was my first drug experience.
You could buy a pure adrenaline, can you?
Probably.
Fuck, mate, let's get some.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but they give you a shot of adrenaline if you're...
They do it if you overdose on heroin.
So you can get adrenaline then.
Yeah, I'll get some for the next podcast.
Mate, if you can.
I'll probably get some off the dark web.
Forget the fucking adrenaline.
But you don't know where it's come
imagine
from.
Imagine that, 2 hours of adrenaline.
It's the nicest feeling.
If you're a gambler, a gambling junkie like myself, that's really what you're buying.
Yeah,
adrenaline.
I suppose, yeah.
Absolutely. And
worth every penny of ruining your life.
Yeah, so, you know, when I look at it like that, I just spent a shitload on adrenaline.
And you don't regret it?
During my 20s and 30s, it's like, yeah, actually.
There was this old bloke who lived near me, and me and my mates hung out when we were kids. He used to relish like a fight with the kids. You know, he was probably like 70, but he would love a chase. Like, so you'd go past his house and give him some shit, egg his house or something, be a little cunt.
Yeah.
And then he'd come running out, jumping his Mondeo, and he'd be flying around the streets running after you. And like the thrill I got from that was better than any drug I've ever taken. He's like, we used to call him Codger Bodger. We're like, let's go and get Codger Bodger. Wind him up, and he'd be like, you little cunt. I remember once he drove up a cul-de-sac, and I was like, there going, and I had to slide over his bonnet like I was in a fucking action film.
I had one. After me, he ran a Chinese. He was called Walkman, believe it or not.
Walkman.
Walkman.
So he's christened
me. Fucking chase me. And if I remember correctly, with a knife.
It was the 90s.
Yeah, but Walkman hated me.
But that was such a thrill when you were a kid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the adrenaline, because you were fast as well, so you could get away.
Yeah, but even going even younger, hide and seek, that's adrenaline.
Yeah, it is.
Every time I hid, I used to piss myself.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Just release all my adrenaline.
I used to go around to my mate's house and I'd be like, should we play hide and seek? It's just because I fancied his sister, and then I'd try and get like wherever his sister was hiding and try and give her a little kiss.
Bit rapey.
I know, she was into it. But
well,
yeah.
Like, you know, kiss chase. That was setting you up for a lot. You know, do kids still play kiss chase?
What was it? Where you run after a kid and you kiss them?
After a girl and kiss them if you get them.
Yeah, it's a bit like Weinstein-y, isn't
actually,
it?
Actually, at the time, I'm pretty sure it was more girls chasing boys. But yeah,
well, that's fine. Him too.
Yeah, him too. I can't wait to meet another dad with a child pronoun.
What do you mean?
You know, like, oh no, sorry, that's they. It's a they them.
They don't do that, do they?
Yeah.
Nah.
Early doors. So there's a YouTube family. They're a normal family. They've got about 5 kids.
Cunts.
Oh, we're all at Legoland. Thanks, block. You know, all that crap. So they've now fucked all 5 of their kids off, and one of their kids is now a gender changer.
Yeah. Right.
And the whole thing is now about that kid.
Well, because it sells TikTok views.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't put it past people. They're scumbags, aren't they? But, you know, that kid might genuinely be...
the woman doing the TikTok dance next to the baby, newborn baby in the fucking incubator.
Well, yeah, people have no shame, do they?
No.
There was a kid doing it when his grandma was dying, wasn't he? And he's like, don't give up.
Yeah.
I want to... It's like, I find it fascinating and hilarious. Did you see the woman who lost her parrot? Chanel's been arrested.
Well, no, but you did send me the...
Chanel!
I don't know who this woman is.
Oh, did you not see it? About a year and a half ago,
I'm
woman...
I'm a White D guy.
A what?
Remember White D off Benefit Street?
Nah.
That was a show, wasn't it?
I never watched it, but I bet it was good.
Yeah, White D.
Right.
Oh, wow. I swear she went on Big Brother or...
Yeah. I do like a scumbag.
Can you picture White D now?
I'm trying to... I mean,
the White D haircut.
Sort of dirty... No, I don't know who it is.
Kind of. Remember the fat slags of Viz?
Yes.
One of them.
Right, yeah.
Dark-haired one.
I used to love reading that.
I used to love a Viz.
Me too. My dad used to get me it for Christmas. Yeah, you know, the hardback one.
My dad got me it for Christmas from being like seven. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My favourite was Rude Kid. Do you remember him? It was like a small little one. And his mum would be like, Rude Kid, what do you want for Christmas? And he'd
go,
piss up a rope, fuckstick.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was another one called Stupid Twat. It was another small one, but it would be like... It would be, again, free. It'd be him watching the telly, and then he'd say to himself, oh, there's nothing on the telly. I'm going to turn the telly over. And then the next one, he's turned the telly upside down and he's smashed.
It's so stupid. I'd love to work for them.
I swear they're still going, Viz.
It is, yeah. I think they start to downsize a lot. Do you remember Crapston Villas?
Was it you that was telling me about this, or was it old Kay, Crazy Kay?
Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, yeah. Put a smile on your face.
Spoke to Kevin yesterday.
Oh, what's he saying? Did he mention me?
No, he's trying to get me back on the straight and narrow, isn't he? And I was like, Kevin, I've got...
Oh, you reached out to him.
I was like, Kevin, no. He was like, I've got an idea for a TV show. And I was like, I can't believe nobody's made it. And told him this idea. And he's like, I've been trying to make that for years, mate. Everyone.
What is it?
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Oh, shit. I should stop putting my ideas on it.
No, but he said, I've already tried to make that. And he said, it never goes right. And I was like, I've got some ideas.
Yeah.
And he was just like, shut up, you little toad. Stop drinking.
No, that's what he should have said.
No, he's very supportive, Kev. I love you, Kev.
Yeah,
I know you're not listening, but...
exactly. If he is, he probably would have just like fucked it off by now.
This is
a podcast talks about
him,
a
really.
Former guest.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I wonder how he is anyway.
He's doing really well. He's had a nice weekend with his kids.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. Anyway.
Did you have a nice weekend?
No.
Did you not?
No, not really. I didn't do anything other than do bits of work.
You must have watched United and the...
Oh, that was great.
Glazig and the penalties last night.
We never win penalties. I was like, this is not...
He can't fucking save them. That's why you've got to wait for someone to miss.
Yeah, because... He's so good during the game.
Listen, I don't know why he leaves him in there for penalties, but whatever, we won. And we'll beat City.
He's so shit at penalties, yeah.
And we'll stop the treble.
That big handsome bastard who was in Brighton's goal, I was like, he's going to save them all.
Oh, you liked him, did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh, you big saucy devil. Don't you save my penalties.
Cartel guy, isn't he?
He looks like a baddie off Breaking Bad.
Yeah, like a, what are they called? Sicario.
Yeah, I don't know.
Español?
Don't speak foreign.
No.
Speak the Queen's English, mate. Our relationship's developed, isn't it? I met your family. Met, what's your dad called? Mario, and... I forgot what your mum's called, sorry, Lamina. Excuse me. What?
Lamina.
Lamina, yeah. Lovely old Italian couple. Very, very nice people.
That's cannoli.
Yeah, yeah.
The cannoli was unreal. Yeah, and that prosecco.
Mamma mia.
Oh, wow. Yeah, beautiful. And I met your mum, didn't I?
Yeah, my mum came as well. It was really nice. We've introduced our parents. It's the next step in our relationship.
Yeah, we didn't just like meet up and introduce our parents.
No, it was a birthday party.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice day, actually. Thanks for having us.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Sorry about the vegan food situation.
Mate, Italians...
Classic.
Italians, not vegan, is it? You lot like cheese.
Yeah,
you know, you like cheese, you like meat.
Well, you saw the spread.
Yeah, I don't expect food, and I don't eat food anyway because I'm a drug addict.
Oysters. Steal them oysters.
Were they flown over from Sicily?
No, they were drone over from Margate.
Right, yeah, similar thing.
My mate's just moved to Margate.
Everyone moves there, don't they? My mate David lives there. Shout out David Shillingworth.
It's Dalston-on-Sea, isn't it?
It is, it's lovely. But the only problem with it is the commute to London is like, it's about still like an hour and 40 minutes or something. It's too far.
Do you know what? I'm always, apart from Bournemouth, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Bournemouth's lovely, by the way. Right. Big Bournemouth fan. Oh, never been.
No, I should go.
Oh, we go every summer.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, Bournemouth. Sandbanks is a bit overrated from what I can see, though.
Dorset.
If you live there. It's like this millionaires row.
Yeah.
But it's a load of hedges.
Yeah.
You can't see.
That Dorset Jurassic Coast is nice, though, isn't it? Down that Dirtle Door and all that, it's beautiful.
Reverse Cowboy.
You know, we were just talking about the adrenaline rush and about, like I say, when I was a kid, we used to torment this old man just to get a rush out of, you know, running away from him. Well, have you heard about this dad who's... He's taking his six-year-old son out in Manchester to egg houses. Have you heard about him?
No.
He's like saying he's doing it to keep his kid out of trouble.
He's doing it for his own laugh.
Yeah, and he said he's doing the right thing. And he's like, my son might become TikTok famous. And he said, they're moving different circles, them TikTok famous ones. The money they make is outrageous. So he's like, basically, he has become sort of TikTok famous in a way because he takes his six-year-old out every night and eggs houses and then runs off. Which is, I used to love doing that when I was a kid.
What a dad. I mean, at 6 years old.
This kid's having the best time of his life.
Best dad ever.
But now everyone's contacting him going, will you egg this house? Because the cunts, we egg this. So
and is he doing it?
Yeah. And he said, I'm doing the right thing. It's keeping him away from knife crime. Like, he's six.
Yeah, true.
I don't understand his justification, but I'd have loved to go egging with my dad.
No, but did your six-year-old get up to any knife crime today? No, can you prove it? Yeah, how? Well, he was out egging with me. Cool.
Yeah, you been egging houses.
Like, one day at a time, you're doing it.
I suppose. Dad of the year.
Dad of the year, yeah. Good guy.
It's called Jason, and you know, if you've got a kid, take him out egging. Was it a Southern thing as well, that if it was someone's birthday, you egged them? Was that Northern? If you're like, it's John fucking whatever he's called's birthday tomorrow, every word goes around, everyone brings an egg in and just fucking lobs
no,
eggs at them.
No, but it was like beets, you had to get beat up.
Right, yeah, well, it's eggs. Egg him, it's his birthday. Right, you know, people on the way to school just like get 12 eggs pelted out.
No, it was never really that. It was
it was brilliant.
More you go into school and you want everyone to know it's your birthday, so you're like, oh, it's my birthday, don't beat me up. Yeah. You know, everyone chases you and
that's kind of heartwarming.
Did you ever play Chinese football at school?
No.
Chinese football was a game where you played it in like an enclosed space, like an indoor gym or whatever. And you just had to boot the ball around. But if you caught it, whoever booted it, I think they went on one life and they had four lives or whatever it was. But but when your lives run out, you had to...
You're out.
You know, you had to go because everyone would like lean against the wall, like tunnel of death, and kick the shit out of you as you
the last per-
run
as
through.
You, oh, wow.
Like this, look.
For the listeners at home, he's leaning against the wall like...
With his trousers down.
Yeah, with his winky out. Also, everyone lined up against the wall.
Yeah, you've got to run the tunnel of death.
I mean, yeah.
Kids. I don't know why it was called Chinese football, but yeah, Chinese football. Good game.
Yeah.
Did you call Knockdown Ginger? Knock-a-door run?
Knock-a-door run, yeah. I used to love Knock-a-door run. Again, adrenaline.
Well, Knock-a-door run's a northern thing, isn't it?
Knock-a-door run, yeah. Knock on his door and fucking run off. Yeah, we used to knock on this big fat cunt's door called Calderbank and he'd go mad and go, oh, you little shit! Chase, yeah, and it was brilliant. Again, you know, I booted a football through his window once and that was fantastic.
We had...
There's a pair of great big weather for one of my besties.
Have you seen in, I think it's Norway, they've employed crows to clean up cigarette butts. a lot of people smoke in this country, wherever it is, and they spend like millions and millions cleaning up the ciggy ends every year. So a crow is as intelligent, thoughtful, and reasonable as a 7-year-old human, right? And they can solve crimes, they can solve puzzles, everything. They're incredible creatures. I want a pet one. So this guy's like, we should use the crows. So he's built this specialist machine where a crow goes and picks up a cigarette butt, drops it in this machine, and gets a little bit of food. And the crows are all like, fucking yes! So they're doing it. And they've saved millions. It's got that, innit?
Yeah, I like crows.
I love them, man.
Nice colour. You know, like they are, they're so black, they're like navy blue because like whatever light shines off them. It's like, you know, when you see like an Indian, like Indian's hair.
Yeah.
You know, like that thickest, darkest black hair.
So cool.
That beautiful, shiny hair. It's like, it's almost blue.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Right, let me say something to you and tell me what you think of when I say it. Cause
is it a quick fire game?
No, not really. Just one question. Right, Only Fools and Horses theme tune. What's it go like?
You put a pony in your pocket.
Right,
You fetch your suitcase from the van.
That's right.
And if you don't ask questions and you don't, I'm your man.
Yeah, so there's that one.
Yeah.
Now, what about the other one? No income tax, no VAT, no money back.
Well, one must be the beginning and one's the end.
That's true. However, this blew my mind because in my head there was one theme tune like there is for every show and they were the same thing. But then I realised the other day there's two songs.
Whoa.
And one at the start and one at the end. And you seem pretty relaxed about that idea. But for me, I was like, what the fuck? My whole life I've just thought it was one song. And no,
So when you asked me, I came out with the end, did I?
I don't know which way they are around and the Wi-Fi's not working, so I can't.
Yeah,
look.
I did. Yeah but the beginning, no.
He wrote two great songs, both brilliant songs. And the writer wrote
Chas and Dave, wasn't it?
No, he wrote it for Chas and Dave and they refused to sing it, so he sang it himself. Everyone thinks Rodney sang it, don't they? But Rodney himself didn't actually sing it.
Oh, there's some great Only Fools and Horses episodes.
Yeah, so he's going to be outed as a nonce, supposedly, isn't he?
Oh, DJ.
What's he called?
Yeah, my man, Del Boy.
Darling Buds of Nonce.
Oh, everyone will be burning their fucking DVD collections.
He's like reached that age where he just says whatever he wants and doesn't care. And he was on TV the other year and he's like, I forgot, he was on like the news on like live TV and he called like this black man a gorilla and everyone's like, what?
Oh,
yeah, and he was like, you look a bit like one of them, don't you? He's like, hang on a minute, mate. Like, let's everyone's go to Susan with the weather.
Yeah, everyone's checking his age, thinking, fuck, do we let him get away with this?
Oh, he got away with it somehow, but he's a national treasure, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's supposedly noncing kids.
Yeah.
According to Twitter, which is not a reliable source, let's be honest.
True.
Who knows?
Reverse Cowboy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I just got an email.
Go on.
I asked ages ago to get to speak to Rose West for our podcast.
Oh, I don't want her on, mate.
They replied to me and said, thanks for your inquiry. Find a prisoner is unable to assist you because the prisoner has said no, right? So I was like, Rose West has said no to me to write to her.
Right.
Anyway, I've just got a new email. Dear Sir Madam, R.E. Rosemary West, thank you for your inquiry. I am now able to confirm you the above prisoner is welcoming you to write to her. HMP Newhall, their prison number is da-da-da. This needs to be stated on all correspondence and will be when contacting the prison to book a visit if you want one.
Oh
my God.
No, that's you, mate, on your own.
I'd said it for a joke, but anyway.
No, I know you did, mate, but go and fucking hit her. Well, go there and kick her in the face.
I can't do that. She's a woman. I'm a feminist.
I might even go and take the nicking, you know, take the fucking be the people's champion, just boot her in her face. There's,
yeah, she's not nice, is she?
The only chance in life you're ever going to get to kick an old woman in the face.
Yeah, I might do it.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but I want the secrets out of her first because she knows all the secrets. She knows where the bodies are.
Oh, man.
And I want to. She'll probably beat me up, though. She's a fucking psychopath.
Imagine that. She's been inside for ages.
I kick her and she just on top of me, nailing me.
Fucking like, huge protein machine. Yeah,
like, I got beaten up by Rose
Rice. Yeah. No, I just want to. It'd be a good fight, though.
I'm not that good at fighting, but I just want to...
Surely you take down Rose Rice.
I don't know. She's took down a lot of people.
Reverse cowboy.
It's either in Canada or in certain states of Canada. Is there states in Canada? Must be, yeah.
The provinces, I think they're called.
Yeah, but you can invoke, like, the law of combat.
Mm.
Have I told you this before?
No.
Yeah, so, like, even if a police officer's there and I say to you, I invoke the law of combat, and you say, I accept... Mm. Police officer has to referee the fight.
That's cool, isn't it?
Great, isn't it?
Is that just if you had an argument with someone, or if they like owe you money or something?
No, if it's a street fight and the police officer turns up, one says it and the other one agrees, then the police officer's supposed to let it go.
Basically, can I go on YouTube and watch this unfold, like someone do that in a fight and then go, and the cop go, all right,
yeah, that's
go
what
on,
I saw
let's
it.
Go.
That's where I saw it.
Because when I'm stressed and upset,
on the tube,
what I like to do
go
is
on YouTube.
Go on YouTube and watch... Travellers, they're now known as, fighting in like Morrison's car park. And like, we're going to have a fight, a square fight.
Oh, great.
You know, big fucking Stevie Johnson's going to take down. And then it's just fat lads beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, once you've seen one dusty traveller fight, you've seen them all. But what always changes, it's the call out videos I like.
Yeah.
Stevie! Or Stevie. Yeah. Are any travellers called Stevie?
I don't know, I just said that, but yeah, I don't think they are they?
No, did you bring up Stevie the Traveller?
I said the name Stevie.
Stevie the Imaginary Traveller.
I met one the other week called Moses. I said, Moses.
I know a fucking Moses.
It might be the same girl.
Christ.
He's trying to steal some metal off me.
Big fella.
Was that Abbott? Yeah, big muscular man. Ooh. Gorgeous muscular man.
It's the second man you've called gorgeous today.
Some men are gorgeous. I don't want to have sex with them, but they are gorgeous.
One was a cartel member, one was a muscular traveller type.
Have a third one. No, you, no, you're absolutely stunning.
Don't do that.
You're a stunning young man.
Stop it.
No.
Ganner the water. Ganary wharf. Ganning down. Bigot Illy. That's his cottage. Agony wig. Bang. It's the best one.
Battersea.
Reverse cowboy.
I've got a vegetarian, mate.
Me?
You? No, you're vegan.
I'm vegan, yeah. I've gone one step further to the madness.
This guy's just a vegetarian.
Right. Old
but
school.
He was raised as a vegetarian, so he's never eaten meat.
That's the same as me, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Never eaten meat. No.
Oh, never?
Not once.
Oh, I thought you became.
No. I was raised vegetarian from birth. And then when I was about 9 or 10, my mum and dad said, if you want to eat meat, it's up to you now. You know what I mean? I'll even buy it for you if you want.
I thought you were a ginger radicalised convert.
No. I changed to veganism on my own accord when I was about 15 years ago. But as a child, I've eaten meat accidentally once in a restaurant where I was given the wrong thing.
Who was there?
I was with a girl.
Oh, luckier. Yeah. What's her name?
Let's call her Clarissa.
Right. Clarissa, I admire you.
It was a long time ago.
And I can also share that joy because I was lucky enough to be in the presence of my mate when he ate which I knew it was a spare rib crisp.
Right.
And I watched him put it in his mouth and he got his crisp packets mixed.
So only had like some spare rib powder on it or something.
Yeah.
That's not meat, is it?
No, I know, but this is as good as it ever got. And I watched him eating this crisp. I watched him eating this crisp. And while I'm watching his face change as he's processing, he's going through his like catalogue of flavours that he's been raised with.
Like, this doesn't taste like cheese and onion.
He's mentally going through all the vegetables and fruit. And then he fucking looked at the bag. And froze with his mouth half open. Kind of stopped chewing it and proceeded to shovel with his hand. Didn't move one more muscle in his mouth. He used his hand to
drag
get every bit of rib crisp. And it was it was fucking brilliant, mate.
Yeah.
So whatever, how did you react?
So I did it in a much more calm and measured way because what happened was, you remember years ago there used to be these there's a few of them in London called Sausage and Mash Cafes, and it was like gourmet sausage and mash. Yeah, there was one in Islington, there was one in Notting Hill, and they're like, it was just like maybe 15 years ago. There's loads of different flavours of vegetarian sausages, loads of like meat ones, like gourmet posh ones, different mash and all that shit. It's just a gimmicky thing. I had a gig that I was playing with a band I was in at the time, under the Westway in Ladbroke Grove. Anyway, and we went to the Sausage and Mash Cafe, and she ordered meat sausages, I ordered the veggie ones, but they all look pretty much similar. And the waiter brought them out, didn't say anything, just gave us our plates. And it was the waiter who'd asked us for our order, so I just thought, he knows what he's doing. Anyway, took in, and she's tucking into hers. As I put mine in my mouth and she puts hers in, I look in her face and she's like, I've got the veggie one here, I know. You know, cause, and
oh,
I
had, she gave you the heads up.
She was like, and I was chewing this thing. And it's weird because I've never eaten pork in my life, but I knew what it would taste like.
Oh, really?
I guess because your nose and your mouth are so connected, like your senses, that when I smell it, you kind of know a bit what it's going to taste like. And so I knew it was pork, right? And I had a little nibble, really, in my mouth. And I thought, do I cause a scene here? And go, you know, kick out. And I just thought, nah, swallow it. So I swallowed it, which I wish I hadn't done because it was only a little mouthful.
Because you're now not a pure blood.
Well, not that. I don't give a shit about anything. Like, I've probably eaten it in things by accident loads of times.
Imagine if the aliens come down and they say, we're only accepting vegans. And you go, yeah. And they go, right, we're going to test you. Yeah. And they say, ah.
15 years ago, you ate a morsel of sausage. Yeah. No, anyway, so and then I kicked off quietly to the waiter. I was like, mate,
You kicked off quietly. Oi, come here, like, fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt. I've been a fucking vegetarian for all my fucking life. 25 fucking years. And then he was like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I understand, like, because I used to work for Morrissey and Morrissey's so strict on these things. And I was like, I felt sick just from the idea of it, but I thought, fuck it, grow up, it's nothing, doesn't matter. You know, and I put loads of disgusting things in my body anyway, so it's, you know, at that time especially.
What were you putting in your body at that time?
Like any old drug anyone would give me, you know, like just whatever.
Up your ass?
I've never shelved anything, no. I've never had the need.
Never whacked anything up your ass?
Not for drug purposes.
Oh.
No.
I thought I was going to get kidnapped when I was living in Spain. I put a tracker up my ass. Mad, isn't it? A weird thing to do.
It doesn't sound like out of the question for you to do something like that, but I also don't believe you.
Yeah, it's not true.
It's not true. But it's the sort of thing you would do. You'd have panic and go, I need to put a tracker on my ass, and like text your mum the tracker code so you can look at it. That's the sort of thing you'd do.
Someone somewhere right now this second on this earth of 60 billion people has got a tracker up their ass.
Yeah, because they're like, they smoke too much weed and they think they're going to get kidnapped.
They probably don't even know. Or maybe they do know.
I don't know.
But
anyway, so then I kicked off. And this guy was like, I'm so sorry, you can have your meal for free or whatever. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I heard this other table, this guy going, this is pork, for fuck's sake. And he was like,
oh, he got
yeah. I think he was Muslim guys. He was like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, it was the same fucking waiter had fucked up. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I felt sort of bad for the guy then. I was like, you shouldn't be doing this job, mate. I had to do a gig around the corner, went and I was feeling sick, was barfing loads before the gig because I think my stomach, I've read since, if you've never eaten meat, your stomach's not used to like the shit that's in meat. There's loads of like, there's loads of stuff in it that people with who eat meat regularly, their body's primed for it. And I wasn't. So I was being sick. And then
started oinking on stage.
I was like, whoa, getting through the gig. And then I had these like tight, weird pants on and they split open. So my ball was hanging out during the gig. Wow. So that was just not a nice night for me. I ate meat. I was being sick. And then everyone saw my bollocks.
Yeah.
You know,
and
but
then you went home and ate your dinner out of a trough.
Probably, yeah. And then there's this girl on the front row at a gig and she passed me up her scarf and she was like, wrap it around your leg like to hide your balls. I was like, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, what a nice lady. Gave me a scarf to rub around my balls. But yeah.
I must say that the balls hanging out of the flies feeding. Have you ever just hung your balls out your flies? Not your dick, just your bollocks.
Yeah, just for fun.
So nice.
Because it's stretching them out a bit.
No, but just liberating, you know, like not even offensive, just a laugh.
Yeah, well, it's weird that we've evolved that they have to hang out to stay a different temperature, innit? Like,
no, but imagine,
it's funny, innit?
You know how girls have got, you know, they show off their tits up until the nipple.
Yeah.
We should be able to show off at least a little bit of bollock cleavage.
The difference is that we want to see their tits and they don't want to see our balls. That's the difference, I think.
Yeah, true. Reverse cowboy.
I might have said this before, but I was in Amsterdam once. I'd been out and I was like on MDMA and I was really vulnerable. And you know, you feel like a bit like you want a cuddle. I was with loads of lads and I walked past this woman and she was a bit older than me in like the window. And I was like, how much just for a cuddle? Like for half an hour, just cuddling, no sex. I don't want sex.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want you to hold me and tell me if it's going to be all right.
Fat.
She was a bit of a bigger lady, looked like motherly, but like she looked really nice. And I was like, I just want you to cuddle me and tell me I'm all right.
How much was it?
Well, I was like, how much is it? And she was like, 100 euro. And I was like, it's 100 euro to fuck you though. Can I not just have a cuddle for like 50 euro? It's for 20 minutes. She was like, no. I was like, oh, please, just tell me everything's going to be fine. And she wouldn't.
How much do you reckon it is for me and you to get a cuddly woman in here
just to cuddle us
for 2 hours? I cuddle her for an hour, you cuddle her for an hour. While we do the podcast.
I think it's within our capabilities now we've got Patreon.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Should we do it?
Should we get a cuddler?
Yeah, let's go on cuddlyladies.com.
Can I go first? Actually, I don't want to hand her over.
I've got to go first then. Yeah.
I'll watch first. I have a week.
It'd be really nice, won't it, actually? I love cuddling, like, yeah. Let's do that. Let's sort that out. Talking of that, if you haven't signed up to our Patreon yet, it's only £1 a month, and you'll get all of our episodes plus two more a month for the pound and no adverts.
You're going to double your episodes, baby.
No adverts. So
for a nugget.
And you're supporting us and helping us out. So if you like this podcast, please give us a quid.
No, you're not helping us out. You're paying for this fucking cuddle.
Yeah.
We're going to have the 2 hour cuddle, episode 21.
Yeah, please let us get cuddly lady in.
Let me cuddle a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. It's a woman, right?
Yeah.
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 She'll have to be ugly. She'll have to be like under the line of fuckable, just otherwise it's weird, isn't it? It's
not fair
on my missus. If we get, do you know what I mean? I can't cuddle her.
It's not sexual. It's purely needing love.
So we need an ugly. In fact, if there's any listeners who are ugly,
fat and elderly,
and a bit fat,
seems to be a motherly figure.
Whoa. Not for me.
You don't want us to be younger than us.
Yeah, I'll cuddle an 18-year-old.
Oh, mate.
An ugly, fat 18-year-old.
That's not. No, I don't want that. I want someone to tell me everything's going to be fine. She doesn't know it's fine.
All right, we need a mother and daughter.
They just have to be a bit older than us.
No,
45
I'm joking,
is fine.
They have got to be older.
Just like 45.
At least, or same age. Come on. I'm
You're right, yeah, yeah.
You know, but it doesn't have to be old.
No, I don't. I'm not making
age limits.
No, we said it's not sexual.
40
so,
to 60.
Yeah, fine.
40 to 60, we want you in that kind of menopause era.
Yeah.
And let us have a cuddle.
Just tell us everything's going to be fine and that we're nice boys.
Yeah, be a bit ugly and come and watch us do the podcast.
Please.
Yeah. But imagine how weird that would be, cuddling an ugly 18-year-old fat
I mean, I'd,
kid.
I wouldn't feel happy about that. I'd hand myself into the police, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that would be Will Blunderfield levels of comfortability.
No, Blunder's doing nothing wrong to anyone.
Would you cuddle him?
Yeah, I'd love to have a bro bond session with Will. I think he's a great guy, Will.
He's all right. I need a wee.
All right.
Dad.
Pause. Bye.
This episode of Reverse Cowgirl is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some of my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
Oh.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I'm going to give you a case study first.
All right.
And you're going to kind of see what my argument is. It's not an argument, right. It's just an observation.
Is it going to be about migrants?
No.
Okay, fine. Go on.
So, my edibles link.
Whatever she's called, Miss Green Tits.
Green Angel. Yeah. If anyone wants edibles, go to Green Angel XO.
I bet it's just this like big bloke in Bradford called John or something.
No, it's not. It's so my edibles link is a trans. It's my only trans mate. Suppose.
Right, okay.
But
this is
she
progression for you.
Knox, she's got a very professional operation, super professional at Green Angel XO, knocks out edibles.
Right.
I highly recommend.
Go get them, kids.
Yeah. We were talking about the alphabet mafia and kind of how basically for a transgender like her, who what I would call is a genuine transgender. Kind of there.
Why are you the police on this?
Well, I don't know. But we and her were just having a chat. And I was like,
you are a girl, actually, aren't you?
I was like, oh, fucking hell. Yeah,
you're like, oh, actually, you're just like talking to a real woman.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was being nice. No, but basically, I sent her one of my TikTok, blah, blah, blah. One of the characters in my TikTok world was this great big fucking pervert of a boner, stood there miming along to a blah, blah, blah. She replied saying, genuinely, I've denounced myself from this fucking community because of these dickheads. And that, to me, was so interesting because I was like, I've been thinking that for ages. I wondered how long it was going to take before there's an absolute war at gay pride, and it is the gays and lesbians versus the perverts with boners and the blue who are going to have to team up in solidarity with the blue-haired, ragged old misfits.
I mean,
because gay pride,
the majority of trans people are just normal people who are trans.
But gay pride, or as far as I knew, was a celebration of love. Is love. Love who you want. Fuck who you want.
Yeah.
It was a sexuality thing. But it's been hijacked from the side into a...
A gender thing.
Agenda, exactly that, yeah.
But it's all related, isn't it? Because it's all the same...
Really, because a lot of the perverts with boners have got the nerve and the audacity to identify as lesbians.
There's individuals who are lunatics in every sphere of life. I don't know. I'm a straight white guy. I know,
exactly,
that's what I'm saying. My opinion, that's why I usually stay out of these things.
Well,
there's lead people to it.
Which is why I chucked my case study in from the get-go.
We should ask some gay people what they think about trans people.
We need to widen the survey. Yeah, I get that. But my one source of data at the moment is telling me, fucking hell, man. Fuck these lot.
Reverse cowboy.
What's the most dirty thing you've ever eaten?
Snail.
What, like in France?
Yeah, a cooked snail.
Like a cooked one you meant to eat, not just one off from the garden?
Yeah, no.
Have you heard about like roadkill cuisine, like in places, in like it's a subculture in like America and Canada?
Yeah,
like
skinning squirrels and stuff.
Yeah, people are doing it in the UK now because of the cost of living crisis as well, like eating like deer and, you know, so, I mean, I don't see no problem with it.
It's no less brutal than eating a packet of venison you bought out of the...
No, I think it's an honourable thing to do. If you're going to eat meat, go and kill it, and all I eat, as long as it's not rotten on the roadside, then you should do it. But yeah, would you eat a squirrel?
A squirrel jumped on my leg once, and I froze.
I can't stand these squirrels.
They're horrid.
They're violent.
When you look at them up close, they're great to watch from a distance.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you start feeding them too close and one of them jumps on you in front of your kid and you don't know what to do.
Oh, did you, like, make a pussy yourself in front of your kid as well?
No, I froze. Luckily, I mean, freezing is never good, but I didn't, like, and I wanted to, you know? Horrible, this fucking squirrel.
They don't give a shit. They're not scared of us.
No, it was on my leg and it was like stuck to my tracksuit and I just...
Did you shake it off?
Everything in my body wanted to just like fucking scream, basically.
I had a worse one than that. Down where the roadhouse used to be, if you're from Manchester and know it, I was in the alleyway down there having a piss when I was like drunk and whatever. And I was pissing in the alleyway and I felt a rat bounced between my feet and then it ran up my leg. It panicked and ran up my leg.
What were you wearing?
Jeans, but it...
What, baggy?
No, not up my leg. Like, it was on the outside of my jeans.
Right.
But it panicked because it like bounced between my two feet. So it was like, what the fuck?
God.
So then it ran up my leg and I hit it off my leg.
Heavy.
And it weighed like a cat. And I was like, oh God, I've got a rat on me. And it was horrible.
Oh, listen to this.
Well, I nearly went home.
I used to live in this fucking horrid council flat.
Yeah.
But it was so central. It was right by Blackfriars Bridge. But anyway, that square, it was a really nice little square for kids to play. And I didn't have kids at the time, but it had a great big playground in it, loads of trees and blah, blah, blah.
You used to just go and hang out there.
I was walking along
and
a squirrel obviously went for the flying jump tree for tree.
Yeah.
Missed it, landed in front of me on the floor.
Oh.
And started spazzing out.
Yeah.
Dead.
Dead?
Well, nearly
it's like
dead.
Brain dead or whatever.
So I just stamped on it. Because
it
would have been there, and it was horrible. The fucking
it might have been fine in 5 minutes.
No, this wasn't. It was It was like gonna die, and I just thought, oh, what the fuck? And I kind of saw it, and I saw how much, and I just stamped on it, and it was like I stamped on his face, and it kind of crunched.
But I like rats. My mate had a rat, and it was lovely.
No.
Like a street rat, I don't want it running up my leg, but no, a pet rat was lovely.
That's why I don't like Camden. I was getting some street food in Camden, Camden Lock Level, and I just felt this feeling. And it was like, it felt like a fucking car. This great big fat fucking Camden punk rat with a mohawk came running over my feet.
Indie rat.
And I was like, ugh.
They're massive because they just eat like pizza and shit all day.
Yeah, they're scumbags.
They're having a good time, them. I used to work for this old man. He was my girlfriend at the time's granddad. I used to go and do his garden.
No, she was your boyfriend's granddaughter.
I did have sex with them both, but he said to me, "I ain't wall." And he's like, "I had four kids. We had no fucking money." He's like, "During war," he said, "I'd run crows over and eat him." And I was like, "All right, fair enough." No, once he had a load of bird seed out, and some like hemp seed had obviously been in it and flown into the hedgerow, and it grown like a weed plant, you know. And it didn't. It wasn't. It must have been a male plant or whatever. There's no bud on it. But because I was like a teenager, I was like, "Wow, fucking weed." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I said to him, "Do you know what that is?" And he went, "Oh yeah, it's that weed stuff in it." it, and he walked over to it, and he grabbed the leaves, and he went, "What did you do, eat it?" And started like chewing on the leaves about 80. You can go your own way. I think maybe I'm going to embrace middle age now and get a metal detector, get a camper van, just like get into like other shit.
Mate, I'm ready for a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I can see that coming.
Well, I bought a keyboard, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, let's start
and
a band.
Neon sign.
Ungle Boys. Let's get the band together.
Is that a band?
Yeah, Ungle Boys. Can you do us a karaoke song?
Oh, certainly. When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
Beautiful.
Should have stayed on the farm. Should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This two boys to be singing the blues. Ah, ah, ah. So goodbye to Yellow Brick Road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. Back to the howling out, out in the woods, hunting the horny back toad. Oh, I finally sighted my future light beyond the yellow brick road.
Absolute shame. Stunning,
man. Carry on.
That was amazing, though. Well done, mate. Fantastic. Big round of applause from the audience.
Every
please.
Week. Can't believe it. Yeah, can't believe you actually like this shit.
They probably don't like it. That's true. You know. Let's indulge ourselves.
Here's go. I want to see what you got. Karaoke battle.
All right. I don't know if I can do it anymore. But
battle. Rig.
Rig.
Well, we're no strangers to love. You know the rules and so do I. The Four Commandments, what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just won't tell how I'm feeling. I gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Yeah.
Reverse Cowboy.
Please sign up to Patreon because it's only a pound. And if you've not got a pound, then stop listening, you fucking scumbag. And it helps us. And you will get ad-free 4 episodes a month of just unadulterated absolute shite. So thank you.
Yeah,
for listening.
And from me, what else are you going to get of a fucking pound? Like a chomp and half these days.
Yeah, but no. A chomp's a quid now.
Get on it while it's a pound, otherwise you're only going to end up paying 3 quid when it's massive in Bulgaria. Grazie, Chaji, now I'm going to charge
you. Mummy.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.